Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Neil Huntington says, there may be more people joining the Pirates.
And we will look to. We absolutely will look to. We've been having those conversations, I think, to the mockery of some that write and talk about the club. And we have the ability to continue those conversations and have been continuing those conversations. And we always need to look to do what we believe to be the right thing for this organization. And we would love to add. And if there's something out there that makes sense and makes us better, we're absolutely open to that.
Certainly he'll end up, and that's Neil Huntington from the Neil Huntington Show. You can hear right here, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, generally with Greg Brown on Sundays. And I think it's very good, and I think it's candid that he does it. I'll be honest with you. Neil Huntington comes under a lot of fire in this town. I think it's great that he faces the music and has for a long time. A lot of GMs here in town have done that. The Pirate GMs.
No, that's appointment listening. Mm-hmm. I know game times vary on Sunday, but it's usually around what, 12:30 or so.
Let me give you a name, and certainly he'll end up in the – everybody will bandy him about. It'll be talked about, and maybe the Yankees will get him, or someone that is a bigger – a higher ticket sort of town will get him, or a bigger franchise will get him. But Chris Archer's a guy the Pirates have been rumored to be in on like three different times. Chris Archer's 29 years old, $6.4 million this year, $7.6 million next year, $8.25 in 20, $8.25 in 21. So he's a controllable arm, he's 29 years old, and he's a guy who pitches for Tampa, as you know, and he is going to be someone that people covet right now. Outside of just the deadline, and right now, why can't you make a trade if you want to get better in totality for getting a guy like Chris Archer, just for the sake of doing it? I'm not talking about if you're in it or if you're not right now. Chris Archer makes you better. He just does. Now here's the flip side, Jim. Are you going to have to give up Keller? Are you going to have to give up Meadows? Are you going to have to give up Taylor Hearn? Who are you going to have to give up? That's where people say, well, this sounds great, but they'll have to give up Meadows and Keller. But man, you're trading. That's like trading away Trout and Sale. You can't ever do that.
That's like trading away Glass now.
And Bell, whenever that was brought up before. Now, Archer's locked up. He's also, a lot of people think, is overrated. Do the Pirates need something right now? Do they need something for the deadline? Do they stand pat? I don't know. But that's a guy you think if you could put a package together, you could at least be in the conversation. Do you need a guy like that, or do you just need to add pieces? Because that would be part of a revamping, a going for it. When people yell and scream about, they don't necessarily need to tear it down, but they need to add someone big. That's the kind of Archer kind of guy. Again, it would take Meadows and Keller probably. At least one of those, if not both of those guys.
Well, what the Pirates do have is they have, maybe glut is not the right word, but they have three middle infielders for two spots, mm-hmm. with Newman, Kramer, and Tucker.
Right.
So they could afford to trade one of those guys. I would not trade Newman, though, because Jordy's going to be gone next year. But Tucker, I'd let him go. I mean, he's a former first-round draft pick, and maybe he has more value to other teams. So... And not to say that he's not going to be a good major league player.
I'd trade Austin Meadows right now if I had to. If the return was a big-time guy. And look who's pitching right now in this game that's on television. It's Chris Archer that they're showing highlights of.
You guys are running
the bases. I'd trade Meadows. Now, Cole Hamels is rumored to be – he wants out of Texas. He's had conversations with Bannister. Bannister was even quoted by T.R. Sullivan, who writes for the Rangers now for MLB.com. But Hamels is a guy who's getting a little bit long in the tooth, a guy who's had a bad season this year, and I don't necessarily know if people are going to want to pick up, even if, and the Rangers are willing to give money, too, if he's going to be worth that $20 million next
year.
I don't think so.
I want no part of that.
He'll end up back in Philly, I think. They'll come to some sort of agreement, he'll go back to Philly, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But Archer's a guy you can get. Now, watch the Pirates end up, if they do make a move, for someone like Nathan Eovaldi, who they have also been rumored and bandied about like three or four different
times
as well.
They've been rumored about a lot of guys.
But Archer's a guy that you can get that I think makes you better. Now, you talked about this before. You said through this nine-game streak and even right now, like, what do the Pirates need to add? Chris Archer makes their rotation better, Jim.
Oh, yeah, because Clayton Holmes right now is a part of it.
Right.
And Chad Kuhl, coming off, and maybe, you know, it's interesting if somehow they were to make a move like this and pick up another starter and Chad Kuhl comes back, that could, and other guys are pitching well, would that push him into that bullpen role that you've talked about? Trevor Williams is another guy, though, who needs to be better. He was his last time out. But yeah, I think Tyone, Nova's come around.
And what I'm pushing through with Archer is this. It's not just if you're two games back, if you're four games back. This is a look at the future. This is in through 2021. That falls in line with Marte. That falls in line with Polanco. That falls in line with what you're going to do in the middle of the infield coming up. This is someone who can help you moving forward. This is going out and a move like this, it's kind of like a Burnett kind of move, right? This guy's 29 years old. He's not a young guy.
No.
This is a veteran pitcher that can help you that's very good.
But, now correct me if I'm wrong here, but at least in my mind, unlike position players, guys like McCutchen, right, that they're saying, oh, he's getting too old and he's only 30, a guy like this is pitchers a lot of times get better when they're in their early 30s because of the experience. But he's had declining numbers over the last several years. Whether he's beaten down by playing in Tampa, I don't know. But yeah, Archer's a name that interests me.
But does Archer need to be great, or does Archer just need to be better than two or three of the guys they have in their rotation? And I think the question is the latter. He doesn't need to win the Cy Young. Is he an upgrade over who they have now? That's what it always is for me. How can you make your team better? Do you cripple the franchise if you trade Austin Meadows? I don't think so. I think you pick up Dickerson's arb year, you move forward from there, and then you see what you got. 412-928-9370. What are you willing to give up? Are you willing to give up Meadows? Are you willing to give up Keller? Are you willing to give up guys like that? Are you willing to give up Cabrian Hayes? Are you willing to give up big-time prospects that the Pirates have if it takes that to get better right now? All right, follow us on Twitter. That's where we are, 937TheFan, driven by Shorky Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram locations at North Huntington and North Hills. I just wonder if Pirate fans are loath to give up prospects. Are they still in that mode? Are they still to the point where you can't break up our prospects, you can't go ahead and trade a guy like Keller, you can't trade Meadows? Meadows is the one for me. Meadows is the one that you really circle. If it was a need and you needed, and I'm not talking bullpen help, I'm not talking the Richard Rodriguez of the world, I'm talking a big-time player, someone to come in, and I mentioned Chris Archer, someone like that, and they said, well, you know, we'll take Taylor Hearn, we'll take a middle infielder maybe, because the Pirates have 39 middle infielders, it seemed like, that can all end up being major leaguers. Seems like they have a glut of infield talent, Jim.
Well, they have three of them at the top of the minors, two in AAA and one in AA.
And they said, well, it's going to take Austin Meadows too. Are people ready to go ahead and make him a trade prospect, a guy who you can part with right now? I don't know. If he was the tiebreaker in sort of a deal, could you do it? I could. Now, what you'd have to do is that would take some moving around with Dickerson. What you'd have to do is you have to commit to Dickerson's arbitration year next year and then see what happens moving forward and hope someone – I guess there's some hope involved too. You would have to hope that someone elevates through the system and is a Luplo kind of guy like that.
Well, Jason Martin and – why right. Do I always forget the other guy, the one they got from San Francisco? But there's a similar path as the guy that – Jason Martin got promoted from AA to AAA, and there's a guy behind him who it projects to get promoted to AAA as well.
Because, and I hate to keep beating the Archer drum, but he helps you now, he helps you in the future, he's controllable, and he is, are you ready? Cost-effective. And that means a lot here to this ownership group. He's not going to break the bank. And what you get back, with the blowback that I've been getting on the text line at 412-928-9370 and on Twitter, @FanMorningShow, my personal Twitter too, the blowback I'm getting about Archer is, guy's not going to win the Cy Young. How great is Archer? Okay. Who's he not better than on the Pirates staff? Is he not better than at least three of the guys? Is he not all of a sudden, does he not automatically slot into at least your number two guy? You can look up any number you want, Jim. I'm telling you he's better.
No, I'm trying to refresh my memory. I can't remember who's injured and who's not.
Is he better than Clay Holmes?
You would think so. The three guys that they have at the top of the well, though, Kingham.
What are you going to get out of Chad Kuhl moving forward?
I don't know. That's why. No, I'm not. I'm just trying to play devil's advocate here because Archer does appeal to me, and I'm just trying to think down the line as to what you would give up. And I think what will happen here, is that I think the Pirates may be in conversation, but it'll probably be similar to what happened with David Price, where, and maybe, I don't know if they're really in on Quintana, but to me, this is a similar deal.
And maybe the conversation won't matter because they'll get outbid at the very end.
Right, and that's what's going on. Well, we tried. We tried, but we wouldn't give up, and then you fill in the blanks.
But you know what's crazy is I don't necessarily not believe the Pirates in that whole David Price stuff. I believe what the Pirates say in that. And maybe here come the texts about me being a shill, I'm sure. But I believe that the Pirates simply got outbid. I believe they offered a fair package in all of that. And they did get outbid. And sometimes it comes down to a team wanting to just do business with someone else. It's like when you sell a house. Someone could have the same exact offer for the most part. And you just see these people, you want to deal with them. You know? Like, sometimes the tiebreakers are just whatever you deem it to want to be whenever you're the person that's selling it off. I don't think the Pirates – see, here's the problem with the ownership group. Every single thing, and it's rightly so, is made out to be met with skeptical eyes. Whenever even stuff that's on the surface and is not wrought with any lies or is totally true.
You mean like sending Austin Meadows to the minors? That wasn't a Super 2 thing.
Bingo. It was what it was.
But you know who's made all this possible, by the way, that we can actually talk about floating the idea about trading Meadows? Polanco.
Right. Polanco.
By all of a sudden turning into, you know, one of the most dangerous hitters in baseball.
We're here in the middle of it. This is what the Pirates wanted Polanco and Marte to be. We're in the middle of it right now. But it's all for naught unless they get bolstered some, I think. They need some help. I'm not saying the cavalry needs to come, but they need to trim up the edges just a little bit and tighten this all up and go get someone. I'm to the point where I want them to buy. And not just for now, but for the next 3-4 year window. And Chris Archer fits that perfectly.
Because they've got guys backing him up. Osuna is being blocked to some degree in the minors. He looks like a major league ready, you know, not an all-star major league hitter, but he's a major league hitter. And Luplo is a fourth outfielder. You got a problem with that? I don't.
I see Luplo much like, as a fourth outfielder, much like Keon Broxton, like a guy like that, a guy that can help you. Like when Keon Broxton was in the organization, make him a fourth outfielder, he's nothing more. If you go out and you find somebody in a trade in a couple years or a year that's better, then he gets bumped out. No big deal.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.